There are two ways to search a database. The first is to use your own keywords and search within a specific field of the database, for example, the title and abstract. The second way is to utilize the functions of the database and to search using the thesaurus. Thesaurus terms are also known as indexing terms, descriptors, subject headings, mesh terms. They're all talking about the same thing. When searching the databases, you are usually only searching a very small part of the full text, usually the title and abstract. When the articles are added to the database as a record, the full text of the article is sent to an indexer. They read the full text and add between 10 to 15 thesaurus terms to reflect the content of the article. The reason they do this is twofold. Authors will often talk about the same thing but use different terms, for example, heart attack, myocardial infarction, MI. If we look at the title for this record, paracetamol plus ibuprofen for the treatment of fever in children, and then if we look at the subject heading or thesaurus terms applied, we can see that ibuprofen, fever and children are actually there, but paracetamol isn't. Instead, acetaminophen is used to capture variations of the term for paracetamol. Then you may miss picking up some relevant studies. This is why thesaurus terms are used. This is particularly true with the American spellings. For example, the UK spelling of tumour is T-U-M-O-U-R. The American spelling is T-U-M-O-R. And if you fail to search on both variations, you may miss a lot of results. Thesaurus terms are also useful in focusing your search. Any thesaurus term applied will actually reflect the content of the article, whereas sometimes your terms may appear in the title or abstract, yet the full text is not really about your topic. So they can be used to narrow a search. However, thesaurus terms are often applied retrospectively to records in the database. Therefore, to start with, best practice is to use a mixture of both your own keywords in the title, abstract, and thesaurus terms. When searching on your first concept, the first thing you need to do is to see whether there is a thesaurus term available that matches your concept. For example, if we wanted to search on the term perioperative care, the first thing we need to do is to tick the Map to Thesaurus box and then click Search. It maps us through to the thesaurus terms it thinks you're trying to locate. If you weren't sure whether the term was the right one, if you then click on Scope, a definition of that term then appears. You then have a number of options. You can select, explode, major, and subheadings. If we simply tick select and search, it means that we're going to pick up in the database any records that have perioperative care applied to them. So in line one of our search, we have perioperative care and we have about 7,500 results. Exploding a term simply means that you're less likely to miss any relevant articles which are related to the topic you're searching on, which may be of a narrower term to perioperative care. Thesaurus terms sit within a hierarchical structure, with broader terms sitting above the narrower terms. In our example for perioperative care, we have three narrower terms: intraoperative care, perioperative nursing, and postoperative care. By exploding our perioperative care term, we will make sure that we pick up not only those articles which have been indexed with the term perioperative care, but also any articles which have been indexed with the narrower terms intraoperative care, perioperative nursing, and postoperative care. And we do this by simply clicking on explode and search. This takes us to line two of the search, where we've exploded our thesaurus term, and this time we've retrieved far many more results than just simply selecting the thesaurus term. And this is because we are now selecting all those narrower terms as well as the main term perioperative care. If we're finding we're getting too many results, we can use the thesaurus to narrow down the search as well. We can always still select explode so we don't miss anything, but then we can apply major. The major thesaurus term means that of those 12 to 15 thesaurus terms that have been applied to each database record, maybe three or four of them will actually be the major focus of the article. The major focus has been applied subjectively by the indexer, so you need to be careful when you're using the major focus term. In line 3 of our search then, we have exploded and made it the major focus, and we know that because it's been denoted with the use of an asterisk before our thesaurus term. So we've exploded and made the major focus the term perioperative care, and now we've narrowed down our search again. But we know that we haven't missed anything because we've also exploded it. We also have the option of applying subheadings to our thesaurus terms. If I click on the subheadings for perioperative care, a number of different options appear. The subheadings are specific to each type of thesaurus term, so these will change depending upon the type of term you're looking at. For example, in perioperative care, if I was only interested in the education aspect of it, I could simply choose education and apply. You can select more than one subheading if you wanted to. So if I was looking at education and methods, I could select them both and click on apply. I then have the option also of selecting the explode and the major function as well if I wanted to, and then click on search. And line 4 of our search shows that we have exploded our thesaurus term perioperative care. We've also still made it the major focus by applying the asterisk, and this time we've now added two subheadings to our search, education and methods, and our term again has been narrowed down. When searching on thesaurus terms, you do have a number of different options. You can select, you can explode, you can make it the major focus, and you can add subheadings. Searching itself is an iterative process, and if you're finding that you're getting too many terms, you can use the thesaurus in this way to narrow and broaden your search.